Did you know that there used to be a Muslim kingdom in Vietnam? You see, around 900 years ago, in southern Vietnam, there used to be a kingdom called Champa. The people that lived there were called the Chams, and they were basically the long-lost cousins of the Malaysians and Indonesians. For hundreds of years, those Chams traded with the Muslims in Malaysia, and over time, many of them became Muslim because of it. Eventually, because of these close ties with Malaysia, one of the kings of Champa eventually converted to Islam and even adopted the Malaysian alphabet, which was based on Arabic letters. Eventually, the entire royal family of Champa became Muslim, and even one of the Champa princesses went to a king in Indonesia and converted him to Islam. And that conversion led to the rest of Indonesia becoming Muslim. It was like a chain reaction where one royal family converted another royal family to Islam, which converted the next and the next, until eventually the entire region is Muslim. But it all came to an end when the northern Vietnamese invaded the south, ending Muslim rule in that region. Some of the Cham Muslims fled to Malaysia, and some of them even fled to this island here in China. But most of them fled to neighboring Cambodia, where it just so happened that Cambodia also had a Muslim ruler called Sultan Ibrahim. He too was a Muslim convert who used to be a Buddhist, and so he welcomed the Muslims with open arms. Yes, surprisingly enough, Cambodia too also had a Muslim ruler. That was until he was assassinated. Today, there are still around 400,000 Cham people that live in Vietnam and Cambodia, and many of them are still Muslim till this day. I guess it goes to show Muslims have such a deep history across the world, even in the places you would least expect to find them. And as always, like and follow for more Muslim facts.